ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, still trying to get in touch with Drew Brees.
And Mike, a quarterback, I can't believe you didn't bring him up. You know, watch the rich get richer. The Ohio State quarterback, and you might say, well, Bob, it seems like, no, they're not trying to protect him. They got the game won, so they're just winning the games. And he's throwing 80%. Mike, you would tell me that he transferred from Alabama?
Yeah, he was a five-star recruit coming out of high school, and Julian Sayin is his name.
Sayin, yeah.
He just got to the point where he said, I got enough. I got to leave Alabama. And so he transferred to Ohio State and ended up being – but look who he's throwing through, too. Tate and Jeremiah
they
Smith.
They open.
Ooh, man, are they good. Hey, we got Drew Brees on, so we're going to go to our quarterback-to-quarterback segment exclusively here on the Big 870 WWL. Drew Brees along with Bobby Hebert, the Cajun Cannon. Drew, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
No problem, guys. How's it going?
All right, Drew, I don't know. I wish the Saints doing better. We're now 1-6. When you look at things, what's the biggest breakdown you see happening with this team right now and then going forward?
Well, you know, you come out of a game like that, which look, I think the Bears are building something there. I like what they're doing offensively. I actually think defensively they had a good scheme. I know that's our old friend Dennis Allen.
Right.
But I thought he actually had a good pressure scheme for us. We made some big plays. You know, some of those Spencer Rattler throws to Olave and, you know, kind of down the field were great. Unfortunately, the turnovers, you know, at times is something that hurt us. But, as you watch that game, you just didn't feel like that was a game that we should have been down, 20, all of a sudden scores 20-0.
20-0,
trying
right.
to go on a 2-minute drive, to go salvage some points before the half, which we did. But nonetheless, it didn't feel like that time of game, but it got away from us pretty quick with the turnovers.
Now, Drew, you talk about, quarterback gets, this sometimes too much of the glory, too much to blame. It just comes to territory like the head coach. But it's going to be tough sledding. I mean, look at Tampa Bay. It's coming to town how hot they've been. And, that's one team we've always had a winning record against. We 40-28 overall, but the Buccaneers have won 5 of the past 6. So let's say, we 1-6 right now. It's playing Tampa Bay, and you don't come away with a win. Then you got to go to the Rams in Los Angeles. So now you're 1-8. The question I have, when's the time to look at, the second-round pick? When would you put in Tyler Shuck? Now, this is my opinion. And when you were playing quarterback, when you have that opportunity, because a lot of it is confidence, and you want to ultimately have success, it could be, you want to be introduced in a game that counts on the road or at home and how you might be pressing to impress the home folks, whatever it might be. But looking at Tyler Shuck, I said this, I don't know about playing him the next 2 games. I would say, now Carolina's kind of turned the corner, but I'd say at Carolina, it seems like we've always played well in Charlotte. And then you have a bye week. So let's say then you can kind of gather yourself and come back for the season after the bye. But how do you look? Because we got to know what we got in Tyler Shough. Comment on that.
Well, look, I'd say this. You never know what you have until you give them the opportunity. You know, early in the year when the Giants decided to start Jackson Dart,
right?
I actually was sitting there going, man, I don't know if that's a great idea. You know, start him against the Chargers. The Chargers were hot. You know, do you kind of throw him out there to the Wolves? You know, their team hadn't played really well up to that point. You know, I was of the opinion that I believe it was the maybe it was the primetime game against the Chiefs where end of the game, I felt like that was the appropriate time to try to get Jackson Dart some snaps and just see if he could create a spark, but not necessarily thinking to myself, hey, they're just going to, you know, outright start him the next week. Sure enough, they did. And it ended up being a great result. You know, they got the win. And then obviously you've seen the last couple of weeks with Jackson Dart. I mean, he's been a huge spark for that team. So again, I think it's one of two things. If you feel like, hey, we're just not getting the job done, and so it's time to give another guy a shot, that's one thing. If it's, hey, we just need to try to create a spark, create something different, you really have no idea what you have until you give the kid an opportunity.
Now, Drew, what would be, like, a strategy? Okay, you're going against the Bucs. I know Todd Bowles. I know he knows defense. And the game plan, all the times, you know, you've competed against him. What would be the strategy against the Bucs? Now, you know, the one thing the Bucs don't have going for them, but they've been able to overcome adversity, man, they've been hurt. That's why you can't use that as an excuse. But Baker Mayfield, man, he's been making plays out his behind. And so we kind of finally caught up with him in the last game against the Lions. Now, Lions, I think they might be the best in the NFC. But what would be the strategy against, like, a Todd Bowles Bucs team?
Yeah, look, this is an interesting game for a couple of reasons. Obviously, the Bucs are leading the division, number one. Number two, last year, you know, they came to our place and scored 50-plus points, right? I'm sure that doesn't sit very well with us.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The two guys that you thought were going to be leading receivers in this season, Mike Evans and Godwin, are out right now. Omeka has turned out to be a heck of a football player, you know, and obviously he's a big target for them. This Tez Johnson is now making a bunch of big plays down the field. He's kind of their big play threat. And then Baker's playing great. You know, he's been really, really clutch. Defensively, I've always admired Todd Bowles and what they do. Man, they light you up. They're going to bring pressure. Like, they pressure you getting off the bus, as Sean Payton used to say. You know, so that's something you have to have an answer for. But there's always this live by the blitz, die by the blitz. I always liked playing against the heavy blitz teams because that just meant opportunities. That just meant, hey, if we can find the matchups and if we can get it protected, we can get the ball out, there's big play opportunities to be had. And I feel like that's the way it's been against these guys every time we played them.
Now, Drew, you know, I think you've said this before. What is, like, a team's, like, identity? You know, whether you're good or bad, the Jets have a negative identity. Whoever you are, you could be the best of the best or the bottom of the league, and you have an identity. But what's certain about this year's Saints team, and what can you truly hang your hat on, or what are we good at, and what is the team's identity right now, or we don't know?
Yeah, look, the frustrating part is we don't look or act like a 1-6 team, but unfortunately, you are what your record says you are. You know, I mean, there's plenty of teams that we're looking around the league at and saying, man, they got problems, or that's dysfunctional. I don't look at us that way at all. I think we have a bunch of great pieces. Now, have we always played well? No, we haven't. You know, I'm sure defensively they say, hey, man, we've given up too many big plays. You know, we haven't gotten some stops when we wanted to. But overall, I think it's been sound. You know, offensively, you know, you got a young quarterback who's still trying to, you know, find himself. Man, he's showed moments. He's had moments. You know, maybe it's not as consistent as you'd like. He's still learning. Man, have all the playmakers, you know, stepped up and been as good as you would want? Have we run the ball as well as we would want? You know, answer's probably no. So everybody has a piece in this, you know, and I think everybody just has to take responsibility and some accountability for it. But there's no better time to start than a game like this against an opponent that, look, you know, Tampa's coming in having after that loss on Monday night, short week, you know, at Detroit, feeling like they got something to prove. But I don't think their attitude should supersede what we have to prove. Like, we have to prove that, you know, we're going to be a contender in this division. And even though we're 1-6 and we're sitting at the bottom right now, man, there's no better time to turn around than right now.
Now, Drew, now you have to have luck with injuries, but look at the 49ers, how, man, they really snake bit. But it seems like they find a way to win. And that's why I say, well, you can't really use injuries as an excuse. But I know one thing, and this is even people, you know, talk with Mike D'Antilia about if you lose your starting center, how that affects teams that next week or as far as the opportunity to win. So losing your center, to me, that being Aaron McCoy for a season is a big blow because how do you replace him? You might say next man up, but he was the best lineman on the team. He might be arguably the top player or in the conversation. So losing a guy like Eric McCoy, and you can maybe explain to the fans too, not only is he just playing the center position, and you know, you look at his physical assignments, but from a mental standpoint, you have a young quarterback with Spencer Rattler, like maybe, I don't know, you can help me out, how are they setting their protections? Now it's going to be more on Rattler's shoulders, or maybe McCoy might have been able to handle a lot of that. Just explain that, how significant that is, that when you utterly or literally lost your best player for the season.
Yeah. Look, certainly I'm not going to sit here and discount the effects of a loss like that. You know, Eric McCoy has been a mainstay for a long time, you know, since I was playing. Like, certainly one of the more respected centers in the league. And truly, that position is the quarterback of the O-line. They do set the protections. You know, they're communicating constantly up front. I know, you know, it seems like in our offense with young quarterbacks, he's been responsible for a lot of the protection stuff. So, you know, how much now that falls on Spencer, I don't know. You know, I'm not sure how that'll be handled moving forward. But, and maybe that's just, that's an evolution. You know, maybe Spencer's ready to kind of take on more of that responsibility. But regardless, that's not an easy fix. But at the same time, man, this league is full of those moments where next man up, you know, you gotta find a way, you know, maybe shuffle guys around. And figure out how to find kind of new continuity with the guys that you have.
Now, Drew, come on, you being associated with the master motivator, Sean Payton, you know, don't eat the cheese and all what he used to come up with. And then now being kind of combative a little bit and poking him poking the little bear, Russell Wilson. So that didn't surprise me, Sean's personality. But the question I have for you, you know, you had Sean as this master motivator. What would be the one message you would deliver to the Saints locker room right now? I don't know, Kellen Moore's a lot, you got to win. A lot of different ways to skin a cat. I mean, I'd be surprised if I ever saw Kellen Moore yell or really give somebody the business. I'm not in those meetings. I don't know what goes on. But you've been, I guess, around a lot of different coaches, motivators, and a lot of different ways to skin a cat. All I know is you have to win. But what would be the one message you would deliver to the Saints locker room right now?
tell you what, this would be a huge statement this week. Like, I love the fact that we're playing a great opponent. You know, I wouldn't want to be playing a team that was kind of down on their luck right now and us just trying to squeak out a win against a team that, you know, we should beat. We're sitting here playing an opponent that a lot of people would say we shouldn't beat, you know, that is a lot better than us, you know, just based on record and kind of where they sit in the division and all that other stuff. So I think the fact we're just flying under the radar and everybody's talking bad about us, I mean, I think we should use that as fuel to our fire. And man, we got a chance this week to make a statement. And so to me, this is a statement week. And man, it starts with the prep. We're not letting anything slide in practice. And we're going to go out here ready to play our absolute best game and show people what we're all about.
Drew, thanks so much for joining us. Always love when you join the show. And hey, the Pels play tonight too. So how about that?
Let's get it on. Let's go. Who we got?
Got the Grizzlies, tonight.
On the road.
On the road.
All right.
Hey, but how about Zion? He's all, look at him. He's all svelte. I mean, he's like ready to roll.
He's on that Bobby Avery workout plan.
He's on the workout plan.
Yes.
But Drew, I wouldn't care if he's fat as long as he plays well. And just play. Be available. Be available. And, you know, the fans don't care if he looks awesome or he's fat as long as he plays good. Come on.
No, they just want him to stay healthy.
Yeah, right.
We just need him to stay healthy.
That's
right?
It.
Thank you, Drew. Appreciate it.
All right, Drew.
All righty. Drew Brees, that's our quarterback-to-quarterback segment with Drew Brees and the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, exclusively right here on the Big 870 WWL. We'll come back to finish it off here in our number one on the Big 870 WWL.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.